will last forever. I find begin to start coming undone as the time just passes so quickly and leaves me all washed out. Break down, the walls begin to close in. This town, I spent my life just trying to get out. I feel like it chews me up and then spits me straight back out. And the love, I'm so happy to find, just plays in my mind.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 454. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from the Spitfires. The song is called Over and Over Again, and it's on the band's new album, Year Zero. It comes out next week, July 27th, on Hatch Records. The band is from Waterford in England. They seem to have the same record collection that I do. A whole lot of two-tone and absolutely everything from the Jam. That track there in particular, very much Madness. But that's okay. Madness has only put out about 5 records in the last 30 years, so someone's got to pick up the slack. I suggest picking up that album yourself. You're going to find lots of your favorite sounds there. Maybe nothing groundbreaking or new, but that's okay. We don't need that all the time. I've got music for you this week. You're going to like it. If not, drop me a note and call me dirty names. This is a band called True. The song is called Kirsty.
We'll be right back.
just jamming the hits in there one after another. Started off that set with a band called True out of Montclair, New Jersey. The song is called Kirsty, and it's on a 7-inch, self-titled 7-inch that came out last summer, June of 2017, on Destroy All Monsters Records. It is 4 songs but covers so much ground, which is kind of interesting. I don't know much about the band, but I'd like to know more. After that, we heard from Thin Lips from Philadelphia. The song I played was South America. It's on the band's new album, Chosen Family, which comes out next week, July 27th, on Lame-O Records. I really enjoyed the band's last album, really enjoy this one. I hope there's many more, and I hope they come through Kansas City, but it never really happens because, you know, Kansas City. And then we ended that set off there with Smokescreens from L.A. That song is called Waiting for Summer. It's on the band's new album, Used to Yesterday. Came out a couple weeks ago, July 13th, on Slumberland Records. That is a very Kiwi pop album, but with little bits of, happy indie pop, I think. I'm very happy to listen to that record, and every time I do, I find something I enjoy even more. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now, though. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, let's talk more rock. This is Employer with Get Off My Property. We'll be right back. Give us both a quick tour through the Kansas City emo scene, starting off with Employer. The song was Get Off My Property, and it's on the new album The Facts of Life that came out July 11th, and the self-released digital-only record there from that Kansas City band. And as usual, just a really good effort. I'm not sure how he records it. It sounds so good, but there's so many nuances there. Definitely a good headphones record. And then after that, we heard from Chess Club with the song Kitchens Open. That is on the album Hit the Ball, which came out June of this year on Black Sight Records, that band based out of Lawrence, Kansas. Well, gosh, let me go and wrap things up here. I'm about out of time. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 454, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. More information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Look at the concert calendar. We are in the middle of the Lawrence Field Day Fest. And tonight, the 20th, I would be at Headlight Rivals at the Replay. Tomorrow, there's the big Black Site showcase featuring Truck Stop Love and Chess Club, who we just heard, playing at the Bottleneck. Or if you're in Kansas City, Mama's Boy has a good show coming up at the Mini Bar. The 25th, Lemuria is at the Record Bar. The 26th, Via Luna at Rhino. The 29th, Stephen Malkmus is playing at the Record Bar. Spindrift is playing on the 30th at Riot Room. I had not heard of that band before, but I gave them a listen, really liked it, and hope to make that show. On the 31st, Agent Orange is playing at the Record Bar. Looking into August a little bit, Erasure at the Uptown on the 1st. On the 4th, Deaf Heaven at Granada, or Other Americans at Rhino, or Heidi Gluck is playing a release show at Mills Record for her brand new Too Much Rock single. We'll talk more about that next week. Or a band called Dee Dee is playing somewhere in Lawrence. Or actually, I think I just got a note from them saying they're looking for the show. The one they had has fallen through, so see if we can find them somewhere, because I hear they're really good. Thelma and the Sleaze on the 6th at the Riot Room. On the 8th, Dentist is playing at the Replay. And the 9th, Heidi Gluck's playing at the White Schoolhouse in Lawrence, continuing to celebrate the release of that new single. Looking at the website, there's some new stuff out there. There are photos and video and such of the Dead Dead's Club, Big Huge, Arc Flash, Killicky Cat set that happened at the Come and Go Basement last week. And there are photos and video out there of the Dog Party, Here's the Life, Bad Ideas, Hurt Russell show from last week. Yeah, and there'll be probably photos of the Lawrence Field Day Fest 1, the Thursday night shows that happen at the Bottleneck by the time you get around to listening to this one. Anyway, one track left for you here. It's a track by Rachel Sweet from 1978. If you listen to the podcast regularly, a few weeks ago I featured Rachel's second album, and I enjoyed it quite a bit, so I did hunt down that first one. It was released, it said 78 on Stiff Records, and it has a little different feel than the second album. Lots of different writers. The second one was largely covers. This one has a couple of covers, but has a lot of different people writing for her. This particular track is, I think, the most punk one on there. It's got a lot of power pop happening too, just a lot of energy, some new wave stuff happening. And it features backing vocals from Lena Lovitch, so that's good too. Anyway, this is Rachel Sweet. The song is called Cuckoo Clock. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
What's in the cuckoo clock?